Now, Saudi Arabia continues pounding different regions across Yemen. The Saudi military carried out artillery and rocket attacks on several areas in Sada'a and Hejaz provinces. Saudi warplanes also targeted a military camp in Ma'arib province. There were no immediate reports on casualties. Earlier, fighter jets targeted a residential area and a school in the northern Sada'a province, as well as a mosque, a government complex, and a central market in Malahid Directorate. More than 4,000 people, mostly women and children, have been killed since Riyadh started its onslaught against Yemen on March the 26th. Joining us now via Skype from Belfast is Saeb Shath. He's an author and Middle East expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shath. Now, it seems that the Saudi bombardment of Yemen is continuing relentlessly. There were hopes that a UN summit in Geneva could bring Yemeni parties to the negotiating table. However, that's been postponed as well. How do you see this basically moving ahead from now on?
The Saudis are rejecting any calls for ceasefire, even for a humanitarian consideration. They are actively sabotaging and ignoring any attempts of diplomacy to even bring the Yemenis together as in Geneva. That is because they didn't achieve any of their declared and stated goals in Yemen. And we know lots of goals have been stated, like reinstalling Hadi as the legitimacy and so on and so on, which is actually to bring Yemen back to their sphere of domination. Till today, the Saudis are failed on that. So they are adhering to their Zionist advisors who planned for them how to execute this war. And they are trying to turn Yemen effectively to another Gaza. They are continuing and imposing the sea and land blockade. They are destroying and erasing the civil society in Yemen and its infrastructure network. We notice the savagery in attacking hospitals, neighborhoods, schools, etc. But saying that, they didn't, as I said, achieve the goal. The Yemeni people are on the attack now today. And they are reaching the heart of three provinces, which is used to be Yemeni and annexed by Saudi Arabia. I'm talking here about Asir, Najran, and Jizan. The Yemeni revolutionaries and Yemeni army managed to target the heart of military bases and military areas in these area, these three provinces of Saudi
Arabia.
Right,
and now, Mr. Shath, all these gains on the part of the Yemenis, at least, goes to show that Yemen is no Gaza. As impoverished as it may have been, the people of Yemen and the geopolitics are very different as they are in Gaza. So why then prolong this aggression on the part of Saudi Arabia, considering that if it hasn't achieved its goals up until now, what are the chances that it will achieve them if it continues the same policy for the next weeks or months even?
Yeah, it will continue for months, not weeks. I can see that. The difference in here, when King Solomon and Salman and his young took power, they start being decisive, as they call, and changing the policies of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, they found themselves in deep trouble. They are waging so many wars in Yemen, in Iraq, in Syria, even as far as Libya, and mingle in the Tunisian, even in Gaza, they're trying to help the Israelis in there. So they found themselves, their fingers at so many cakes, as they say, and they are going to be banned. Saudi Arabia are in trouble, and they are using sectarianism to help in winning this war. But this sectarianism, which is the Saudi Arabia becomes the hub of that sort of security, is helping in disintegrating the Arab world. And that's
right.
Exactly what the Americans and the imperialists wanted. They wanted to achieve another Sykes-Picot, Saudi Arabia helping them. And that's why they're going to keep Yemen and other Arabic countries through this aggression continued on them.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's author and Middle East expert Saeb Shath. They're joining us via Skype from Belfast. Mr. Shath, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.